Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking marijuana with Dispensary General Manager of Sierra Well, Andrew Ketting. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Alex Goff, Trey Abney, and Russell Rowe. All coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the state capitol. We're in the old Supreme Court here in Carson City, and I'm delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Andrew Ketting. He's general manager of Sierra Well, which is a dispensary for marijuana in downtown Reno. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we've had many, many discussions about marijuana on this program. From my perspective, totally in favor of the whole legalization process, as any viewer would watches the show knows. What's been the biggest surprise of running this business now that it's been legal for a while?
There's a few. I think one of the biggest surprises, especially once we went into adult use from medical, was just how much recreational access has done for medicinal use. Especially in the state of Nevada, there was a huge influx of people who very likely would have been able to get a medical card, but for whatever reason decided they didn't want to be a part of the medical program, who then once the recreational passed, started to come in and kind of explore cannabis as a potential option for them to, you know, for whatever their ailment was. So recreational access really has done more for medicinal use than any medical program ever could have, I believe. Also, one of the most kind of exciting things is that this industry doesn't seem to be growing in the way traditional industries that have a kind of an age requirement do. It's not necessarily people coming of age. It's really more kind of from the top down. As the social stigma of cannabis use wanes a little bit, we get people from kind of much older demographics deciding, hey, you know, this may be an option for, you know, for me, and it's really exciting to kind of see that growth. Generally, your younger demographics are already kind of familiar with the product, and in many cases are already using it, and so having the ability to kind of speak to an older demographic, ones who may have had, you know, less than desirable outlooks upon cannabis before, and who are kind of exploring it now for the first or not the first time. That's really the most exciting and surprising thing, I think.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me now, when you talk about older Americans, I mean, people who came out of the 60s and 70s were obviously indulging back then. And I think for the most part, a lot of them, once they got to the point of buying a house, having kids, may have backed away from that in the same way that people, you know, backed away from drinking, you know, as heavily as they might have done when they were in their teens and 20s, right, legally or illegally. And, you know, so those people are coming back. But I think the thing that has surprised me the most is that there were an awful lot of people who were consuming marijuana illegally that I personally was not aware of, because the business has become too flush too quickly for that not to be the case.
Right, right. I mean, the gray and black markets certainly were very, very powerful and will likely continue to remain so. But I think that it really comes down to social stigma, right? I mean, people were what they were doing kind of behind closed doors, as opposed to now where they can come into a store and learn a little bit more about the product. It really comes down to, as well, everything in our store, it comes from a licensed facility, is tested to incredibly high standards, and has documentation to back all of those things up. I think with that, I mean, people are tired of not kind of knowing what they're consuming. And I think that will lends itself a lot to people's comfort level. Also, you know, being able to come in and learn a little bit more about the different compounds and what makes up cannabis, and you know, that piques a lot of people's interest. And that kind of, again, lends itself to people, their acceptance of cannabis.
Well, you know, one of the things that struck me was, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, who knew that there was all this other stuff that could be contained in marijuana, right? Mold, for example.
Right.
I mean, that was never a discussion point.
No, absolutely. and now it's something that, you know, all of the cannabis sold in any dispensary in Nevada goes through some fairly rigorous testing. And those regulations are things that really help to bring, you know, the quality and standards that has become the norm. So I do think that as far as the legal cannabis market, that is the number one kind of selling point, right? Is that these are safe products, they're tested, there's just a lot more that goes into it than you know, what you were dealing with in the 60s and 70s.
Me personally. Yeah. Well, I mean, fair enough. Let's not discuss that. But anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
Great.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today.
Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Ketting. He's the general manager of Sierra Well, which is a marijuana dispensary in downtown Reno. It was interesting. I was on a panel prior to the legalization for recreational, and a guy in the audience was talking about how it was black market versus a legal market, and he was saying, you know, I can get a still and make my own vodka, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to the liquor store and buy a bottle of liquor. The same thing is going to apply to marijuana. But we still see a black market in existence. Is the problem the taxation level? Is that something that concerns you, or do you think that it's priced just about right?
It's, you know, it's difficult to say. The regulations, listen, Nevada has a long track record, a very successful track record of regulating historically difficult industries to regulate. And to that end, the state of Nevada and the Department of Tax, and before them, the Department of Public and Behavioral Health, has done an incredible job of, you know, ensuring, you know, public safety, making sure that the industry and operators are empowered to be able to provide product to the public. We do see price drops. I mean, the market is becoming much more competitive, and our biggest competitors are going to be the black market. It's difficult to say. I agree with the gentleman in the panel that, it's very similar to you could go buy a still, and very few people tend to do that. However, I feel like cannabis, if we were going to kind of compare it, may be a little bit more like a craft beer. We do have a lot of people that brew their own beer and things like that. I think as taxation kind of catches up with the market, we will see lower taxes, and with that we'll see prices drop a little bit. Nobody is excited for a race to the bottom, similar as you've seen in states like Oregon and Washington, where a fire sale is a term that they use quite literally and quite regularly. And where supply really, really kind of outpaces demand there. That's not quite the case here in Nevada. Again, I think because of the regulations that have been put forth by the state and by the department. We live directly right next to one of the largest cannabis, markets in the entire world, and that's California. And this, especially in the north, and to some degree Las Vegas as well, is a kind of a California mentality when it comes to cannabis, and so that's definitely something that we have to contend with. So,
would you like to see the smoking lounges become legal?
I think whatever is going to make it the best for Nevadans. I think that the idea of a lounge always is something that's interesting. Kind of how that is regulated will determine how I feel about it, I suppose. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Are you anxious for the legislature and the federal government to come to terms on the financial side so that you're not dealing in cash and you can go to a banking system? Because right now, you pay your taxes, you pay your employees, it's all cash, correct?
There is. So the cannabis industry has a lot of very unique challenges, both for operators and regulators, cash being probably one of the most unique challenges. And from a safety standpoint, yes, I absolutely am anxious for that to get resolved. I feel like just the amount of cash that's dealt with in the state of Nevada, and as I understand it, I believe the Department of Tax is building a new building down in Las Vegas just to process and house the fairly immense amount of cash that they are bringing in. I feel like I can speak for the industry as a whole when I say that that is like one issue that once resolved, both people on both sides, as far as operators and regulators, will be much, much happier.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. I look forward to hearing more about the industry as it becomes more mature and becomes just like any other industry, because, you know, liquor was illegal back in the early part of the 1900s, right. And now look at it. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate you taking the time.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Russell Rowe is here with Rowe Law Group. Trey Abney is managing partner of the Abney Talking Group. And Alex Goff is Democratic Party National Committeeman. So, Russ, we hit another deadline. And any surprises that came out of that with you with what didn't make it?
None whatsoever.
Okay.
Your start off in softballs today, Sam.
So,
honestly, I didn't see any. Did you guys?
No, I didn't. I mean, the newsworthy ones you saw, like the physician-assisted suicide,
right,
was one that didn't get through. Pete Gokachia that switched his vote at the last minute, and they didn't have a Democratic vote. Kelvin Atkinson had voted for it last time, but his replacement, Senator Washington, was opposed. So I'm not saying that's a surprise. I mean, I agree with Russell, it's not a surprise, but kind of an interesting piece. Edgar Flores's bill about law enforcement working with ICE and immigration and turning folks over that way didn't get through, although he's still working on it. I wouldn't be surprised to see something done on that. But other than that, most everything is still in play and will be for a little bit. And of course, as we record this, a week from today is when the Economic Forum meets. And that will be really the end game of the session, right? How much money, additional money, if any, they have to play with.
Okay, so is this a session that has reverted back to more traditional session where the fireworks are really going to be the last week or two?
I think so. It's not necessarily been traditional given some of the fireworks that occurred early in the session.
Right, in February.
Right, yeah. I guess what surprised me most wasn't necessarily any legislation thus far as is the process and how far behind LCB has been with respect to bill drafting. I'm not sure if that's an LCB issue behind the scenes or if that was impacted by the fireworks in February. Certainly in my experience, this has been a session where there's been more conceptual amendments approved at committee deadline, and then that backed up LCB and trying to get legislation redrafted that should have been redrafted prior to the committee passage deadline, and then that backed up bills into this House passage deadline. It's really the process that has surprised me a little bit. I think we should have been maybe a little more buttoned down.
No, that's a good point, because I mean the committees are approving just stuff that like kind of bullet points and thoughts of what the bill should be, you know, which is it's a little nerve-wracking, I think, for those of us that care about the process. I think the whole process needs to be looked at. It's nobody's fault sitting here today at that legislative building. They're kind of taking the process that's been built, but there needs to be a different way to do things, I think.
It was interesting. The Speaker's office put out a piece last night that said that, you know, and to some it may be surprising, of how much legislation has been bipartisan. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I mean, we look no further than Earth Day on Monday, where we had a unanimously approved bill to attack and address some of the issues around clean energy in the state. And all the legislators were out there, and it was unanimous. And that was very hopeful and inspiring, I think. And you know, as the end of session, we'll continue to see if the bipartisanship sticks. But I mean, the statistics are generally true, right? There's a large amount of bills that are bipartisan in this state. And so, yeah.
Well, those don't make good copy, right? So you don't read about them, you don't hear about them. But that's the vast majority of bills in this session and every session is like that.
Right, and that is true of federal government, too.
Yeah. Post office namings and whatnot, yeah.
Right, and, you know, and but those are the nuts and bolts of what needs to be done. And in fact, Russ, you know, wouldn't it be better for the political process if the public understood how much stuff actually does get taken care of when all they hear about is gridlock?
Yeah, especially when you look at Nevada. I mean, we still, despite the fact that we have grown more partisan like the country has, as a state, and particularly in Carson City, I think we've been able to get our business done for the most part. I think the lack of some of the fireworks may be due in part to, unfortunately, I think, we're putting more of those bigger questions on the ballot, right? So the RPS bill
worst
was
way
unanimous. Oh, it's totally the worst way, but it was a ballot question. It passed. Right, elected officials are not going to go against the will of voters, at least not most of them. Question three was a big issue on energy.
The exception that from Governor Sandoval and the commerce tax.
Well,
that's my opinion. You don't have to go there.
But, right, so some of these bigger issues are being taken care of at the ballot, which gives the elected leaders more opportunity to work on some of the more mundane stuff, not as sexy, doesn't sell as many newspapers, of course, and not necessarily as partisan.
I will say also, though, that, you know, I think that people do feel a closeness to the state. I think people in Carson City, I think they love the state of Nevada, and I think that they're more willing to find compromise between, especially the urban, the rural areas. There is a real concern I've heard from a lot of legislators to make sure that bills that they draft, I can think of Assemblywoman Spiegel's bill to change elections, particularly in Henderson, but there was concern from the rural legislators about how that would affect some of their towns, and I think that she was open to it, and there's others, right, where they're willing to work with each other, because ultimately I feel like there's a binding here in Nevada that there may not be necessarily in Congress.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, Mark Amadei was on the show talking about lands bills and the feeling that because Clark County now needs a lands bill, that we may get more cooperation across the state to get lands bills, period.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, Clark County being, you know, more heavily, Democratic and more Democrats in Clark County, because usually lands bills are seen as kind of the rural small counties that nobody really worries about or cares about, right? But if you can get kind of the critical mass involved, and of course both of our senators now, and if you can make it bipartisan in a, you know, in a Democratic House and a Republican Senate, would certainly help. And he talked about how Senator Reid is not there anymore to kind of help that process through. And unfortunately, then they're taking it out on him for him not even being there anymore and not passing bills, the unnamed staffer that Amadei talked about. So it's always bringing Clark County into any equation, if you want to get something done, is probably good in a state where 2/3 of the population lives there.
Russ, you want to comment on that?
Not really. No,
all right.
Trey's right. I mean, and Clark County is, as you know, actively pursuing additional lands to allow for additional growth.
So which they desperately need.
Which they desperately need, right? And we're just flat out running out of room. So that is going to help the process. And it's, of course, it's always good to have Mark leading the way because he always provides some levity in the process.
Yes, he does. Can I ask you a quick question about the clean energy bill that wants to get us to 50% renewables by 2030? My only concern is the cost. Are we going to see the average person's bill going up significantly because we're going to renewables when natural gas is relatively inexpensive?
Well, you know, I mean, I saw, I forget what title he holds at NV Energy, but I saw an interview on the news with someone at NV Energy who's saying that as time goes on, that actually clean energy is becoming cheaper than coal and natural gas, and they expect to have all their coal-fired power plants offline by, I think, 2025. And so I think that as time goes on, the trend that we're seeing is that clean energy is becoming cheaper. And so hopefully there isn't a residential shock, but I think that if you look at the overall economic impact of clean energy, you're not going to have coal dust in the air, et cetera, et cetera. I think overall it will bring down prices for Nevadans.
A quick answer, yeah.
No, I agree. I agree with Alex. And if you'd asked me that 5 years ago, I'd say, yeah, I'd be concerned about cost. I think as we move toward 2030, it'll get cheaper and cheaper. And I guarantee you that if we're close and it looks like the prices are going to jump way up, they'll dial it back anyway. Trust me.
Agreed.
Well, according to the Question 3 campaign advertisements, renewables was the way to go and it was the cheapest form on both sides of that issue, right?
You know, when you can spend $63 million to make a point, your point is going to be made. Thank you all. Great panel. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.